Stepsister Puts You in Diapers, written by Pull-Up Fiction, narrated by Lizzie James. Are you ready? My mom asked me to remind you to put on your diaper before we go. Oh, look at you, all blushy. Do you have it on already? Show it to me. Come on, show me. Don't be such a shy little girl. I've seen you in them so many times. Well, maybe not seen yet, but I know you have to have them on under your jammies at night when you brush your teeth. I noticed the bulge in your pants the other night. Not to mention the crinkling when you walk around. I would have spotted it immediately if I didn't know you wore them. But my mom told me when you were moving in with your dad. She wears special panties at night, she said. She's been having a relapse since the divorce, but the diapers keep her dry. You won't have to worry about it. Well, the first few days when we were sharing my bed while your room was getting ready, I was like, I swear, if there's so much as one drop of pee on my sheets, I'm kicking that bitch out. But turns out it was fine. So either you stayed dry like a big girl, or those diapers really work, and you did completely pee yourself in my bed. I'm thinking it's the latter, and honestly, that's just gross. Which is why we're not taking any risks now. Plus, I know what my mom bought for you to wear in the car. She showed me the package when your dad drove us here last week. Cute little training pants, like the ones toddlers wear. Did you have a little accident in your pull-ups then, little cutie? I bet you did, because I also heard Mom's reaction when she checked you as we got out. She's so desperate for you to grow up, isn't she? Disappointed in you every time you end up pissing yourself like a little girl, especially when it's in broad daylight like this. And who could blame her? She was right all along to have you wear those glorified diapers because you clearly needed them. And now here we are, going away for the weekend, and you think you'll get away with it and change into your big girl underwear now. Well, think again. I don't believe you've earned them, have you? Little babies who pee their pants should be kept in Pampers where they belong. You know, my mom said you need to listen to me. And you're transferring to the same school as me on Monday, so if you don't want your life to be hell there, you better do as I say. You better go ahead and put on your little pull-up diaper, or whatever you call it, right under your skirt. If you do it quickly, we might allow you to use the bathroom every once in a while, if you can manage to hold it until then, baby girl. It must be so embarrassing for you. Wearing those pink little training pants. I mean, you're used to wearing those big diapers at night, or at least since you started wetting the bed again. But those are like actual Huggies pull-ups. There's no mistaking them for adult diapers. They're the same ones my little cousin used to wear at night. Unlike you, she doesn't need them anymore, though. Oh, by the way, I put a couple of spares in the glove box. You know, just in case. You don't have to be so shy. I've heard all about your little accident the very first time you came here. Apparently the car still kind of smells like pee. It's only normal that we'd want to avoid it happening again. My mom's such a clean freak. Try to keep those dry this time, will you? I don't do diaper changes. What? You seem upset. So silly of you, trying to act like you're too good for this. You don't make such a fuss at bedtime when you have to lie down on your bed and put on your Pampers, do you? Because you know perfectly well that if you don't wear one of those, you'll wake up in a soaking wet bed. So you swallow your pride and waddle around in a diaper every night. Then what's all the fuss about daytime pull-ups? Would you rather pee in your pants? Is that it? Yes, it does imply that you can't be trusted in grown-up underwear. But really, sweetie, it's hard to argue that you can. Aw, look at you getting blushy all of a sudden. It's okay, baby. It's nothing to be ashamed of. That's why we put you in training pants, isn't it? They're just in case. Aw, you think they're too babyish? I know you said it wasn't necessary, but look what happened last time. You better get used to this, because it looks like we're going to have to put you in a diaper every time there's even a slight chance you'll fall asleep or get scared from now on. Yes, that includes nap time, movies, and car trips. Considering your attitude about this, I'm gonna guess you did not put it on like you were supposed to. So it looks like I'm going to have to do it myself. Well, if that's the case, what about your nighttime diapers then? Those are the safest bet, right? Oh, now you want those princess pull-ups. But I thought you said they were too babyish. Well, it's too late now. You've just proven to me that you need a thick diaper between your legs, so you'll be spending the rest of the day in one. Maybe tomorrow morning, I'll ask you again, and this time, you're going to be so happy to be allowed in training pants. See? It's all about managing expectations. You thought you were too good for this, but soon enough, you'll be begging to be back in pull-ups. For now, let's get that diaper out. Let's see. I think it's... Oh, there it is. Oh, look at that. I've never seen it in person before. They're much bigger than I expected. Then again, you're a big baby, aren't you? It's so funny. They look exactly like a large version of the Pampers I used to change in my babysitting days. I assume they work the exact same way, too. Let's find out. Take off those pants. I'm serious. My mom is waiting in the car already. If you want, I can go get her, and she can put you in those herself. But I bet you're going to earn yourself a spanking for not cooperating with me. That's what I thought. Lie down. All right. There you go. You see, it's not that hard, is it? Okay, butt up. Butt up, sweetie. Okay, butt down. I'm going to adjust this now. Let me put lots of baby powder on you. I don't want my stepsister having a little rash. Do I? No. All right, here we go. One tape, two tapes. Look how thick and crinkly that is. Now you're taped and secure in a nice, thick, dry diaper. Aw, aren't you so adorable like this? I know. I'm a really good babysitter. You're so adorable like this. I swear this makes you look 10 years younger. Really, it doesn't even seem odd you'd be wearing those. Sure, you still look a bit too old to be needing diapers, but you're cute enough that no one would make fun of you for it, except maybe a mean stepsister like me. I'm teasing. You know, you're going to have to develop a tougher exterior if you're going to spend the rest of the year at my school, especially if you're wearing pull-ups under your pants the whole time. Relax, I'm joking. Or am I? Come on, diaper butt. My mom's probably getting impatient. At least now there's no way for you to leak on the back seat. No need to stop for potty breaks. Plus, if you manage to keep it dry, you'll already have it on for bedtime. Isn't that great? Come on. We'll have such a fun weekend. I bet we'll be BFFs soon.